This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say, yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on.
If you make abortion a crime, you make it illegal, then you make women and doctors criminals.
All right, so that's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The subject was abortion. Donald Trump stepped into the middle of it and then kind of stepped around it. And I think this is going to be one of the lingering issues probably deep into the weekend. As you know, we have the Sunday swirl when everybody talks about the politics of the day and what happened. Corey Lewandowski will also be up there. But just so you know, here's what happened. Trump actually reverse course over something that he said. First, he said punish women for illegal abortions, and there was a massive firestorm over his words. And then he talked about what he's saying, this is what I actually meant. He didn't even really quite phrase it that way, but he talked about, well, this is what he was talking about. And the reaction was very, very swift over the comments, of course, from the Democrats. That makes sense, because it was like feeding raw meat to the lions. So he said on Chris Matthews' show, he said that there should be some sort, exactly what I'm saying, that there should be some sort of punishment. And he said this in an interview tape for a town hall forum. And Matthews said, for the women? And he said, yeah, there has to be some form. And then Matthew pressed him repeatedly on abortion and to clarify it. And he said, you know, should abortion be punished? This isn't something you can dodge, he asked Trump. And he said, well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party, conservative Republicans, say yes, they should be punished. And asked what a ban on abortion would entail, Trump said, well, you know, you go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places, but you have to ban it. Then, later on, he tried to clarify what he said, saying he would not seek to punish a woman for getting an abortion. And then he went deeper and said, if Congress were to pass, bear with me so you know the whole story, if Congress were to pass legislation making abortion illegal and the federal courts upheld this legislation or any state were permitted to ban abortion under state and federal law, the doctor or any other person performing this illegal act upon a woman would be held legally responsible, not the woman. So that's what he said. He said, the woman is a victim in this case as the life in her womb. My position hasn't changed. Like Ronald Reagan, I am pro-life with exceptions, is what he said. All right, if you want to react to that or anything else that we're going to bang on here in this hour of America Tonight, please jump on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Coming up in our next segment, we will definitely go in that direction. Let's go to Walter in Minnesota. Hey, Walter, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good tonight.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening earlier about the problems with like they were talking about Black Lives Matter on the radio and about not being treated fairly and stuff like that. And I started thinking about it's more than just a Black Lives Matter thing. I think what we have is a systemic problem across the board, no matter what race you are, when it comes to regards to our judicial system.
Okay, so say that a little bit, you know, flush that out a little bit more for me, saying that the judicial system is rigged, in other words?
It definitely is rigged.
Yeah.
But well, not just there is for one race.
Yes, across the board, meaning, well, here's what I think. I think if you have a lot of money. You can get the best defense money can buy. Of course, there is no definite guarantee of what will happen there, but they know perhaps the judge a little bit more. I'm not even saying bribing or anything. I'm just saying they have that relationship, and it makes a difference. And we see this in all kinds of cases, not just civil cases. I'm talking about criminal cases. And you're right. I think it's more than anything, it's a poor versus wealthy.
To a certain degree, you're right, but I think there's another issue at play here. I think because the judicial system, when it comes to the police, the public defenders, the prosecutors, the judges, they work too close and at hand. They're too close-knit. I think we need an independent group that oversees lots of things so people don't feel like they're stepping on other people's toes, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the politics of it, yes. And there is politics that weave in and out of the judicial system. A DA, a judge, the lawyering on all sides of it, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's the politics involved. It's like when you, it's interesting, and Walter, thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for the call. Fresh voice there, Walter. Don't be a stranger. Call back again when you are so moved. As somebody who has a couple of family members who are cops and a couple of family members who are lawyers, there is, like I said, there are these interwoven relationships, the entangled, which sometimes benefit the person if you're representing a certain person, and sometimes it doesn't benefit you. And, of course, I don't know, is there a lack of judgment at times? I would also say I wouldn't want to condemn everybody in the system because there are some incredibly talented district attorneys and, you know, ADAs, assistant district attorneys, who work for a song, have killed themselves to go through law school. And then people are telling them, why are you doing this? Why would you work in a DA's office when you can make so much money and you've got to pay back those loans? And they work dogged hours, ridiculous hours, and they have to work investigators, and they have to beg for certain files and information. And I've seen that side of it, and it is rough to watch what they go through. My brother went to Rutgers Law School, and a guy we grew up with also went to law school, and I won't say his name because actually some of you might know his name, but he worked, we'll just say, the mean streets of Camden, New Jersey. And he was for the people. He's try to be fair, try to figure out the best way he could try to change what he saw that was inequities. And it was really, really tough because of the opinions and the politics of what was happening. And if you're listening to me anywhere, you know that. If you've had to go through the system, had a family member, something happened, or you were sued even, it could be civil or criminal. I mean, we're not just talking about a criminal situation. Then you know what it's like. And you know also how long sometimes it takes. And if it's on the civil side, what it can cost. If it's on the criminal side, it can cost you your life. It can cost you a prison term. It can cost you, you know, who knows what if something is botched. Some night we will do a show. It's a great idea for a special show. You know, when you have holidays coming up, where we do something and we use every section of the country on what it's like when you go through the process, civilly and criminally. Interesting, Walter. All right, we're going to shake a leg. Be back in 2 seconds. See you on the flip side.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now. for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Knowledge, wisdom, understanding is what we need, children. I said, knowledge, wisdom, understanding is what we need. Say your prayers at night. If it comes to wrath of God, always keep your eye on your assailant. Yo. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You've been sleeping. So open up your eyes. Listen to the words that I'm speaking. So here we are.
Open up your eyes. You heard the man. Open up your eyes. If you want to shake these phone lines, jump on at 855-266-5283. Talking about a couple of different things, as always, here on America Tonight. The buzz, politically speaking, is over Donald Trump. The Corey Lewandowski thing is one. The, you know, his campaign manager grabbing Michelle Fields' arm from Breitbart. What a almost setup this is. And you, when you go and you look a little bit more in her background, even though there is footage of it, the footage is non-threatening, let's put it that way. You know, I try to think, and I can't say honestly that anyone's done that to me. I haven't had that happen. I mean, I haven't had someone grab my arm, but it wasn't, when he grabbed it, it wasn't like he yanked her arm. He moved her out of the way as she was chasing Trump down. I think that's the key thing to know. All right, so we got a couple of interesting emails about the show, and I just wanted to show you that the power of you calling and people thinking and how they're processing things. So this isn't the mail segment, but I'm just going to throw these in. I'm going to call this the add-on, added value. So this email comes to us from Brett, who's listening in Hawaii. Hi, Kate. I get your show in Hawaii. I hear you talk about Hawaii every once in a while. I like the show. I like the fact that people call and they have such hardcore opinions. I like that dude named Dan in Texas. Sometimes he makes me mad. Sometimes he makes me laugh. He's like a regular guy, and I can just imagine him. He sounds like a father, that he's probably that way with his kids. You also have a guy that sometimes gives you recipes, and I like hearing that just because it's funny and it's in the mix. And then the people who are emailing the show, I promise I'm going to call you when I get on a different schedule. But Kona Coffee rocks. I heard you mention coffee before. And as far as the candidates, I think none of them are all that great. It's the lesser of maybe all the evils, I don't know. But it's nothing to get overly excited about. Then I got this one from Andrea, who says, I recently found your late night show one night and I couldn't sleep. Woohoo! She says, I was curious because you seem to be diverse and not totally right-wing as the rest of the people in your station are. After a while, I realized that, of course, you are right-wing, but what worries me are some of your callers. Why do you mainly take calls from Grimm and Dan? Those are two of the most vile people I've ever heard on talk radio. What really worries me is that you take their calls and let them spew their horrible venom. And you say, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You let them rant on and never say anything to rein them in. When they say all Muslims should be killed, etc., etc., I would love for you to answer this and explain what's going on with you. Okay, so first of all, that goes to my, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, and you're right, I am diverse, if you want to call it that, open-minded, I don't know, because I say this, I've lived all over the country, I like people, even people that get under my skin, because I've dealt with so many different kinds of people, and my mother really, really, and family raised us, that my brother and I, that way. So I probably do have a high tolerance. As far as the Muslim things, and you haven't heard Dan and I go round and round about that. He always is dogging me about the Muslim thing because I say, really? Are you going to take Dr. J? Are you going to take Dr. Oz? Are you going to take Muhammad Ali? Are you going to throw them all out of the country? And that's ridiculous. It's a blanket statement to say that. And I do agree with some of what either one of them say. I don't frankly, Democrats and Republicans anymore, it melds into one. It's like a dive of chocolate, a bad batch of it. It just melds all into one. And often that is the problem. Where's the backbone? Where's the strength? That's why when I jump on the air, I'd always talk about a third party that, wow, maybe it's time for, you know, a third party. So there you have it. Yes, Grimm and Dan are opinionated in different ways, as are many other people that have called the show in the past and called the show. And that's why I invite any of you, if you have more than one eye open, or maybe just one eye open, to call the show and let your, you know, if you have an opinion, let that opinion fly, certainly. Okay, and I'll do one more, because all of a sudden it seemed like I've gotten a couple of these emails. This one is from Keith. Kate, like the show, like the energy of the show, like that you march to the drum of a, you march to the beat of a different drummer. I've heard you talk about politics, and I can tell you're frustrated with this administration, you're frustrated with the last administration, and you feel like there has to be a better way, which is why you're right, you got me to get off my arse and go to my local city hall and pay attention to what was happening at our city council meetings. Now it's weird. I'm kind of hooked on it. I don't know if that's good, bad, or whatever, but I can tell you what's happening with zoning. I can tell you what's going on with the schools. I can tell you where there's controversy, and there was much more controversy over dollars and where it was being spent than you could ever imagine. So thank you for that, because you're right. It starts at the local level. All right. So there you have it. Let's, as we zig and zag in a couple of directions, let's take one from Grimm. Hey, Grimm, hello, hello.
Well, I appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
And, you know, I mean, I can take criticism, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I call you the open-minded media queen, you know.
Yeah, you do say that. You're right.
And that's the way I hope that people would recognize me because I don't want to kill nobody, you know.
Right, right.
Most definitely. But, you know, I'm not even going to take the first shot. I'm going to be like my ancestors, you know, that, you know, after the Boston Tea Party, in between the Boston Tea Party and signing the Declaration, they stood out the streets there in Philadelphia and told the Redcoats that they were marching through town, quartering their troops inside the homes and kicking the homeowners out. They said, no more quartering at the end of the street. And then, you know, Captain lined them up in the firing position, and they shot the first shot.
Yep.
I won't fire until I'm fired upon.
Yep. Now, you know what? I agree. That would be my take, too. I would be the same way. Absolutely.
Well, the reason you do that, Kate, is because then you're just righteous.
Absolutely. You try to be that way.
God behind you then. And that's
right.
That's the whole thing. That's what the Bible's all about. I mean, it is our country's founded religiously off the Bible. Now, tonight I caught Cruz, and then I caught a little bit of I can't remember her name, the Democrat Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
On talk shows tonight.
Yeah.
And here's where I'm at with them. Snake oil salesman trying to desperately get $2 so they need it at night to sell their spit.
I mean,
I don't care for Trump that much. I said that before. But as long as he can break up the system and get rid of that existing D.C. system that we got, because we're in a state of feudalism, have been ever since...
You know, you're right. Here's what the problem is, I think. You know, absolute power corrupts. And if it's not checked, and we have three, we've got the judicial, we've got the legislative, and we've got the executive branch of government, but left to their own devices, some crazy cockamamie nonsense has happened really in the last decade.
Well, I enjoyed that call you had. And I can explain to him, because at one point, during my educational level, is go to a library, like you talk about, and actually go read the codes.
Yeah.
There's a whole section of your state laws there, and there's also a whole section of the federal law code.
Yeah.
Original code was Hammurabi. That's original laws, eye for an eye. And it was called the Hammurabi Code. That's why they called it a code. There's a definition for you right there.
Yeah.
And I got that from the library. It's all in the reference section. You can grab an actual book and read. Now, interpretation, it may take you a while to understand it, but it's supposed to be written at a seventh grade reading level.
Right.
This is the way my dad was brought up, as a technician writing technical procedures for a whole plant for NASA. There was only two guys that ran the whole plant. My dad was one of them, and they had two PhDs above them.
See, don't you love that? Two PhDs above them. Sweetness. All right, Grinster, we're going to let you fly, and we are off like a prom dress. Can I say that? But I'm pumped. Oh, that's a bad joke. Oh, I'm a terrible joke teller. Stay with us. Dream.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything.
One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Someone is walking in the stairway, climbing up the steps, not drinking.
Thanks for hanging through here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You want to chime in? Jump on at 855-266-5283. I say that because I know people were trying to get through earlier, so I'm just going to say that again. Or you can hit me up at americatonight.net talking about the latest on the campaign trail, Donald Trump, what's happening there. There are some other odds and ends, and we'll get to those coming up a little bit later during the show. Have no fear. Tornadoes in Oklahoma. Be careful if you're listening to us there. Those tornadoes, since I now live in a tornado alley, you have to know exactly where you're going and where you're taking cover. More and more people are getting shelters. It's gotten that bad in Oklahoma and parts of Texas and, of course, the Midwest, many of you know, in Kansas. I lived in Nebraska. It seemed like it was like in the East Coast, you hear the ice cream man, the good humor guy, you hear those bells constantly ringing, ringing, ringing. I mean, how much ice cream could they sell the same kids over and over again? So I would say that the times that I heard the sirens go off was equal to the amount of times as a kid I heard the good humor guy on the East Coast. I know it's a weird analogy, but it's true. It's like, another one? Are you kidding me? Another tornado warning? This is crazy. But it is a time of year where we're seeing more of it, so just be careful when you hear about those warnings. Let's go out to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Can you hear me?
Hello. Okay? I gotcha.
Listen,
And so you got an email from some liberal, and the lady says that you will allow all these people that, you know, speak so horribly from the right wing. Well, why don't the left wingers call up? You know, I mean, come on. I don't ever hear you getting mad. Well, okay, yeah, sometimes your Irish gets loose, but really.
You know? Your Irish gets loose. I like that. No, you know what? We have had people, you know, because you've listened for a long time, Tomas, and we appreciate your support. But we have had people.
Chicago.
Yes.
Remember the guy from Chicago?
Yes, yes. There's plenty of people that have called up and that are, if you were wanted to label them, are liberal. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the only way.
But it's been a while. Yeah.
Right. The only way you're going to get Kate mad is if you attack her personally. You know, then. You know, Kate, she's not going to, it's just her show, you know? So that's the only time I've, but, you know, I mean, I could, let's say, you know, if I was a liberal and I called up now and I said, you know, these Republicans are animals, really. They want to take us back to the days when women had to be cut up in alleys to get rid of children that maybe, you know, they had an incest or rape. You know, these Republicans destroyed our economy. You know, we want to let them back in again. It's time for a woman. My God, you know, what's wrong with that? Say it. If that's what you believe, say it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, Kate usually just goes, yeah, okay. Kate will stand there and let you
talk,
enjoy your freedom of speech. Because freedom of speech is not protected because it's, you know, the protections are not there to protect somebody from saying it's a beautiful day, because that does not need protection. The protections of our freedom of speech are there to protect us from saying hateful things that would have gotten us killed during the reign of our English kings. When we said, how in the hell can you tax us without any constitution? That would have gotten you hung, okay?
Yes.
And our founding fathers said, no, we have to be able to say that. Okay, so today you can say, you know, I hate George Bush. He should be thrown in jail. He's a scumbag. You can say that because
right.
We have freedom of speech. Okay, and freedom of speech that is protected, it's protected because it is injurious. Okay, it does create waves. But, you know, all through mankind, that is what has brought us forward. You know, remember that guy that was saying, you know, the earth was round and, you know, they were going to burn him at the stake, you know, because that freedom of speech, they didn't want to give him that. But
well, absolutely. There's a million, you know this, there's a million points in history that you can point to where if there were radio shows and there were certainly plazas and places where people came to listen to what people were saying, it got people killed. Yes.
Yeah, now look, I stopped being a liberal right now, but I just want to encourage you liberals to come in and call. And then as far as, you know, the whole thing with the supposedly physical violence that Cruz is talking about, you know, grabbing a lady by the elbow and just, you know, you step aside, man, you know, you're making my candidate nervous here, or you know, to talk about abortion and everything like that. That is just the reporters, again, hoping against hope that they have put something to block the Trump train. You know, but let's go back. McCain, did that work? No. When he went off on Megan? No. Fiorina? No. All right? Using illegals for his hotel? That didn't stop Trump. Bankruptcies? That didn't stop. You know, we could go on and on and on. And each
right.
one of these was a home run. Each one of these, the reporter said, oh, that will stop him. You know, when he didn't know what the nuclear triad was, oh, that's it, man. You know, guess what? The American people are tired of reporters trying to get and stop a political campaign with one sound bite. They're tired of that. That's why they're voting for Trump. They're
right.
Something different. And
they're tired
Cruz,
of it, yeah.
You know, they see Cruz, and he's now just sounding like a Democrat, you know. The words that he's saying are just exactly what his donors tell him to do. And you know what? The American people see that, and they go, you know, with Trump, we're not going to have that because he don't have donors. I'm going to leave you with one thing, Kate. Nobody likes a sore
this, and he's pulling everybody down around him. You know, Breitbart now looks like crap because there's the biggest supporter is a Cruz supporter, and Cruz uses Breitbart, and you know, and he and no one likes a sore loser. And
yeah. Yep. Nobody likes a sore loser is a great point, and he's hot under the collar. You can see it. Thanks, Tomas, in the comments that he makes. All right, let's go to Dan, listening to us in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Yes, this is your right-wing knuckle-dragging Republican who's evil.
Okay, Mr. Evil.
Who wants to put all Muslims on the island of Maui where they can get high and have a good time with their little friend out there that likes Kona coffee. Hi, dude. It's me. Your worst enemy.
No, he wasn't mean. He didn't say that. It was somebody else. It was Andrea. Yeah, he was the cool guy.
Okay, but he's cool. Okay, hey, I'll roll a doobie with you, bro. Hey, we'll do it together. Okay, I'm with you. Here we go. There you go. It's sympathetic. Okay.
There you go. I gotcha.
About that prom dress that's coming off, you'll get a chance to take that puppy up. I figured out a way to do this. We can do it on pay-per-view. You don't have to go out and parade in public. We can put a map of the United States and watch your progress every day on the map, do pay-per-view, and we're going to make a fortune. I'll split with you 50-50. You
love
with no
it.
Clothes and me with a bank account.
Oh, yeah, thanks. You with no clothes and me with a bank account. That's like what a guy said to me. Heads I win, tails you lose. That sounds like a good deal to me.
No, you're going to win. Yeah, well, I would cheat you. You know, Dan, I'm your fan. I'm your friend.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
I'm with you. Constantly
right.
surprised if you don't do it. I want your car.
Yeah. Oh,
certainly. And I want my paycheck for being a star on your show. I ain't got no money yet. I mean, I've been hanging out here and getting you all
kinds
of rings.
You have been.
And no money. I know it's coming. I'll be waiting. You got my address, my address.
I do.
I can see it in the mail now, along with the picture that you sent me. Don't forget, you got to send me a new one. I mean, you know, that was when
you have new ones, yes.
Yeah, but you were slightly plump, and I'm looking for
now
the thin version now.
Yes.
I've been doing this healthy stuff.
Oh yeah. I'm going to be a rail before you know it.
Absolutely.
This is gonna be opposite.
A good looking rail. You're going to be really great on that show, baby. I am looking forward to it so much. Now, listen, you guys out there, go ahead and call in. We're tired of being the only ones out there. Grim, love you, brother. Come on. Yeah, you were great. Walter, thanks for showing up. Listen, we need more people like you all out there. Get on the phone. Call in to our good girl show. It is wonderful. She is not a right winger. She's very, very, how can I say it?
Diplomatic.
Fair. Very fair.
Very fair.
Fair to the left, fair to the right. Any place that you call in, she's for you. She gives you the time. She's absolutely a great hostess and a brilliant, brilliant young woman.
Thank you so much, Dan in Texas. Perfect way to end this. Thanks. Here's what happens on this show. So many people email the show. I've never seen so much email in all my life. I've done other shows in big cities like New York where, of course, you have millions of people, and there's tons of people calling in constantly, but you don't. They're not really emailing. They're not downloading your show as much during other times in the day, but that's what you are doing. You are downloading the show at different times of the day, which I think is really, 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 really great, and because it means that people with different schedules are taking the time to go back and listen to the shows and then thoughtfully commenting and saying whatever they think. And I'll reemphasize it again. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. Just have an opinion. It's true. I always use that saying. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, frustrated, tired of it, tired of whatever's happening. And the other point of America tonight is to get politically involved because it's about you, the people. If you don't like what you're seeing, for goodness sakes, speak up. You got one life and one mouth. Use it. Don't be afraid to rattle some doors in your neighborhood. Hang with us. Mailbag coming up next.
Sciatic.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This hour of America tonight, and once again the mailbag is completely overflowing, so thanks for that. You can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net or send them to me at Delaney Media Group at live.com. So let's not stand on ceremony, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jay, who says, Kate, what a moron that guy was who stood there with a big, giant smile, typical millennial, next to a hijacker. They didn't know that he didn't really have bombs. What a fool. I can't even believe it. I hope that people boo him when he walks into the pub in England. Yeah, in case you didn't hear the story, this 26-year-old dude, Ben Innes, stood next to the hijacker who was strapped with fake explosives. They didn't know if they were real explosives or fake. And he had this goofball-y grin on his face. I mean, it's just nutty. It is. It's what a fool. What he should have done was, like, punched him in the head and grabbed the fake explosives, I guess. I don't know. But taking a selfie, I mean, you didn't know what was happening there. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joseph. And Joseph says, Katie, did you see, I know you keep looking at the polls, And as you look at the polls, what did you think of the polls that are now showing that Cruz has a pretty big lead in Wisconsin? Do you think Cruz makes a run for it and that people that are getting turned off by Trump who's stepping in it will vote for Cruz? Here's the problem. I think the Republican establishment, they don't want Trump. I mean, they just don't want Trump. So can they affect the election? And there's always a can, right? So, yes, in the polls, Cruz leads Trump. It's a week from the state primary, I guess a week or so. And he's got 40% support, and this is a poll, compared to Trump's 30%. What does it mean when people actually go out and do the primary thing? So it's about numbers. It's about results. What are the results? What are the results? What do the results say? Whatever the polls say, great, but now we're beyond polls. Polls to handicap what it looks like. But however, moving forward, we want the hard numbers. What happens coming out of that? That's what's key. I think it's Trump, unless they mess with him. And I think he really wants it. I don't think he's fooling around. I don't think he's going to dump out at the last second. That's been suggested by a few people. I don't think so. All right, this one is for Mary in Maine. Mary in Maine. I don't know if I remember Mary in Maine. Kate, I feel for those people in Oklahoma and those other states, Mississippi, where they had the tornadoes hit down. I was watching the nightly news. I still do that once in a while. And they made it sound like the whole state of Oklahoma was ripped in two. But then I saw those funnel clouds. I have to tell you, I think it's more frightening to see funnel clouds than it is to be involved in a hurricane. Yeah, are we playing pick your poison? Pick your poison! Hurricane, tornado. Well, with a hurricane, the one difference is you get warnings that are bigger and badder and better. I mean, a hurricane can change course, but you can see the satellite images. You get it. You're seeing it. Oh, my gosh, this one's going to be off the charts. I hope you boarded up your windows and got out of there, whatever. With a tornado, it can crop up. There are tornado warnings a lot of times, but a tornado can crop up and change direction and jump spaces from one place to another. So, and yes, it is so incredibly powerful depending on in measuring it, EF, E5, E3, whatever. It can lift cars and houses and roofs and, I mean, all kinds of crazy things can happen, yeah. And the key thing is the people, the human life, and going for cover. They were talking about Tulsa, and they were talking about down power lines and warning people not to go to certain areas because the power lines were just a wreck. It was also in Arkansas and Louisiana and Tennessee. They had some watches up there. I've done the tornado thing. I've done the hurricane thing. And I think the tornadoes are pretty scary. This one is from Ben, who says, Kate, I don't know about you, but when you look at the final four, I wonder who you think is going to win it all. I think it's North Carolina. Who do you have? I have North Carolina winning the whole thing. Nova would be my sentimental choice. That would be huge. Also Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse, to be that number 10 seed and get in as far as, you know, to go as far as they've gone, that great last game that they played. If you think about Virginia, what they did to Virginia, oh my gosh, I mean, you're kidding me with that. You are kidding me. And I'm always going to, there's part of me that's always going to look at the underdog. So there's just something about the team that nobody's looking at and then seeing them get there that's just exciting to me. Yeah. So I'm still sticking with North Carolina, however. I'm not changing my decision. I did have North Carolina in my final bracket for what it's worth. The early rounds, I just got killed. I mean, just got killed in those early rounds. So here's what you have, and I think this is going to be pretty cool. You've got Nova and Oklahoma, so two twos. And then you have UNC and Syracuse. And these are the semifinal matchups coming up on Saturday. And there's a great player I like from Oklahoma. His name is Buddy Hield. And this guy, boy, he has had a hot hand. And this is good for him because I think his stock rises, even though he's not that traditional point guard in the NBA, his stock rises as you get to the draft because this is the last year for him. And I think it's going to be tough for Syracuse to get by UNC, but it doesn't mean they can't. They've already been the team that's gotten by the teams that nobody expected. So North Carolina is going to look to just put up as much as they can in the paint. And, you know, the Tar Heels are the best there. I mean, when their shooting's working for them in their favor, they'll have an advantage. And they've got a great senior point guard who's come see, come saw in Marcus Page. And if he's super hot, then look out, all bets are off. I'll tell you, Roy Williams, he knows. He knows. Get those fives, get those shots up, get them to fall. You can't guarantee that, but practice. I think the nerves are settled down, so I'm still sticking with the Tar Heels. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Roger. Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a while. Rest assured, I am listening to the program, and I think that what happens every day in the world of Trump is fascinating to people. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. He's a walking soap opera, and that makes people really, really intrigued by Donald Trump. I have to give you a thumbs up on some of the guests you've had lately. It's been incredibly interesting. The commander you had on fighting from the Assyrian army, I thought was really exciting, and he was there, right there, not far away from ISIS, and what would they do if they had broken through that boundary? You got a real sense of what was happening, especially to Christians there. And then you had another guest on when we had the Supreme Court nominee who was a constitutional scholar, and I thought he added some really interesting flavor to what was happening. And whether or not Clinton would get anybody through. And finally, one more, this one from Sharon. Did you see that William Shatner was named in a paternity suit? And the paternity suit, Kate, is for a whole bunch of money. I did see it. He's being sued for $170 million by a radio host. Yes, by a radio host, a paternity suit. And the radio host claims that Shatner is his father. His name's Peter Sloan. He goes by the name Peter Shatner now, and he says the actor is his father, and he's denying it. Oh, my, oh, my. Watch this one play out. $170 million. Woo! Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder and all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
We've got to get out of this trap before this decadence.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.